Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Well, let's pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Looking forward to praying. I want to pray in Thanksgiving for your generosity. Unbelievable charity. We came in around, 900 pledges, I think it was, right, Neil? So just under the 1,000. One day we'll get it, all right? One day you and I will get that. But thank you for stepping up and for going ahead and being as generous as you have. That's a crazy hour. Unbelievable giving. I'm just so grateful for you. I really am. Thank you so much for your charity. I know these pledge drives can get old, and get kind of boring, they can get kind of tiring. But we do this simply because this is how we stay on the air, right? We're listener-supported Catholic talk radio. And I'm just so grateful. Maggie's going to be praying with me here on the Chaplet, and I will take probably the first five calls or so. We got a lot to get into today. So let's pray, and we'll begin as we do every day in the name of the Father. Well, before I begin, Maggie, let me bring you into the conversation. Anything you want to pray for before we start the Chaplet? I'm not hearing you, Maggie. I don't know if you're going out over the air or not. Oh, Preston, you're praying with me. All right, Preston is joining us. Preston, grab the mic.
Yeah, I'm here.
And you can open his mic, Mag. I think your talk back is stuck open. Thank you, Maggie. All right, Preston, go right ahead. Are you on?
I'm here.
Great. So before we pray, Preston Alex is the, he's in the
accounting department.
Yeah, and he's crunching the numbers up there. You're feeding me these numbers all throughout this thing. Yeah. We're getting close. You're 4,000 away. You're 62 calls away. It was crazy. What was it like up there? That's a record-setting hour for Relevant Radio.
That was record. We were pulling in about 35 gifts a minute.
I think I got my pledge in. I hope I got it in that hour. I tried to get the 59th minute. By the way, I put my address in wrong, so I got to fix that.
We'll have to fix that. Don't worry.
just one extra little.
I can
number.
Fix that.
Yeah, fix that for me. I'll do that right before you leave here.
That was a lot of fun.
I just saw that.
It's just incredible to me how generous people are, and what we're doing here is so important. So I'm so glad that people see that and respond to that.
Gosh, I'm looking at these calls still. It's crazy. I mean, I wish they were in that last hour. I'd love to get to that thousand mark. Good. Thank you again for your generosity. You know, I hope you leave your prayer intentions with us when you do donate. And I know it's a sacrifice to give. So we all live within our means. We do.
Absolutely.
You know, you've got your mortgage. You've got your kids. You've got life. It's expensive. And for your sacrifice, I just want to pray that God gives it back to you. Visibly. So often in these pledge drives, we hear about people who write back and say, I really shouldn't have given, but I did. And they tell me, oh my gosh, you can't believe this. I got a raise, or I got a tax return, or God surprises them some way. And I'm careful not to say that always happens, because God answers prayers and he brings new people into your life and you build your eternal treasure. There's all sorts of ways that God rewards us. It's not a dollar for dollar exchange, but sometimes it's overwhelming. I had that experience not too long ago where I gave, and it was on my heart. I just wanted to tell the Lord how much I loved him, and I wanted to give something. And he was so pleased by this act, and I didn't even realize it touched God's heart that deeply. He blessed me in a way I could not even believe. It was like 2 days later, that came back to me in multiples. I mean, multiples. And I was like, oh my gosh. So God is so good. Preston, anything you want to pray for before we get? I always call you that.
I just want to continue to pray for the success of our pledge drive, and that people respond generously, and that God does reward them eternally, not just here on earth.
Well, I'm exhausted now after that hour. Maggie, anything you want to pray for?
I just want to echo what Preston mentioned.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's pray. I love it. All three of us praying in Thanksgiving and praying for those who've made the sacrifice. I want to pray for those who can't afford to give and would love to. And God blesses you and changes your situation. We'll pray for our country, for those who've gone before us, for all those intentions that have come in. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
All right, our first call today comes from David. He is praying with us in Rancho Palos Verdes, California. Hi, David.
Hi, thank you for your ministry, Drew.
Thank you, David.
My prayer intention is for my mom, Catherine. She's having to deal with macular degeneration and dementia, so it's a mambo combo.
Yeah, it certainly is.
To deal with.
Well, let's lift her up. We'll pray both for the macular degeneration. That's a tough thing to deal with. We'll pray for her eyes right now. And we'll also pray for dementia. I'm going to pray for anyone who has Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, any debilitating disease, whether it be cognitively or with the body. Pray for the eyes. A friend of mine's son lost his vision. We continue to pray that God in some way will work a miracle for him. But David, I want to pray for your mother in particular, for those with glaucoma, those with macular degeneration, those with any vision problem right now. Lord, we beg you for your mercy. 877, Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Janelle in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon.
Hello. How are you?
I'm okay.
I have a couple prayer requests real quick.
Sure.
We're having trouble with my husband's insurance wanting to pay for his insulin and diabetic supplies for his pump. My sister-in-law's dad had a stroke yesterday morning, not doing so good. And then for our three children and son-in-law to come back to the faith. And for my husband and son-in-law both to find really good careers, as they're both struggling with that right now.
All right. Well, let's lift them up. We'll pray for employment and new jobs and your prayer for conversion. You just keep praying for your children. God hears that prayer. I guarantee you that. And a mother's prayers reach the heart of God. And graces are going to your kids, so I have no doubt about it. We'll pray for your husband. It must be difficult as a wife to go through that. And Lord, I pray for anyone who's suffering right now with medical issues, medical bills, those who have diabetes, those who are struggling just for the medication that they need. I want to pray for those who have suffered debilitating strokes, heart attacks, and other ailments. I pray for complete restoration of them cognitively and physically as well. So I give you the body, Lord. I give you our hearts. I give you our souls, I give you our minds, and I just bring these souls to you now, and I just immerse them in the ocean of your mercy as I pray. Eternal Father, I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Maggie, before we go to Jim, what's coming in on Twitter?
I got a couple requests, Drew. Elaine from Philadelphia just lost her job. She asked that you include her in the chaplet today. Patricia wrote and said, Drew, would you please include my dad in today's chaplet? He's having surgery. During the time the chaplet is being prayed, please pray for no complications and for successful recovery. Elizabeth wrote to us and said, my friend Tony, who took her own life yesterday.
Oh.
For her husband and two children were all in shock. She was a Christian who loved God. She was dealing with so many issues and suffering. Please, may God have mercy on her soul. And then lastly, Manuela wrote to us and says, prayers for Juan, who has brain cancer. We ask for a miracle and for Angel's marriage to be restored. We're rebuking any spirit of infidelity.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I say this to my wife all the time when I go home. You know, there are so many people carrying unbelievable crosses. And, God's generous. He does not deny his grace to anyone. In fact, he gives more than we ask of him. And I want to ask God right now to heal those suffering from the loss of loved ones by suicide. I want to pray for their souls. I want to pray where there's infidelity. That is a deep and icy wound. And I just ask God to heal those divisions and restore marriages and bring chastity and purity and wholeness back to marriage. Lord, you told St. Faustina, you said, oh, what great graces I will grant to souls who pray the chaplet, for the very depths of my tender mercy are stirred for those who pray this prayer. And I just ask that you reach out to every one of these intentions we've just heard, all those who are crying out to you now as well. I'm going to bring Jim in here as well. He's been waiting. He's our third caller. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
First, I want to pray for your wife's health.
Thank you.
Mentioned she wasn't feeling well the other day.
Thank you so much.
And then we were at the Mayo Clinic yesterday, and my wife came back with a very upsetting results on her mammogram.
Oh, no.
And they want her to come back next week, Wednesday, for a 90-minute ultrasound and much more aggressive look at it. And so we want to pray for a benign or a good result there. And then for her anxiety, that she would somehow be able to deal with this unknown until next week, Wednesday. And then I just want to include everyone out there that's having to deal with these breast cancer issues and worries.
Yeah, it's tough.
Thank you.
Jim, I'm sorry, but hang in there, okay? Hang in there. I know your wife's going to depend a lot on you. Let's pray. You know, they're going to go back for another test. We hear all the time how the second test shocked the doctors. And what's the one, consistent factor? It's this prayer. And we pray, and we have so many miracles. Lord, I don't know what your will is, but we do pray. If it's through medicine, through treatment, through surgery that Jim's wife is restored, we thank you for that. We ask for the best surgeons. You be the hands. But I never stop asking you for miracles. You've eradicated leprosy and restored sight. And he's restored abilities to walk. I just right now, I pray for his wife, for a big divine mercy miracle here. And I bring all souls right now who are battling cancer as we pray. And Jim, by the way, before we pray, thank you for your prayers for my wife. She asked me to share with everyone she's doing much, much better today. I think she's just finally turned the corner. So grateful for your prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Cheetah is praying with us in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Cheetah.
Hi. Hi, Drew. Thank you for your ministry.
You're welcome.
This is a prayer for Thanksgiving.
Oh, wonderful.
A friend of mine in Knoxville, Tennessee, had a stroke last Monday. And when she was admitted at the hospital, the doctors told that she might not make it. And then Tuesday, the same thing, you know, they told the neighbors that she won't make it. And today, she was discharged.
Praise God, right? Let's thank God for it. I love it. I'm so grateful for your call. Is there any intention you want, Sheeta, as we pray in, both in Thanksgiving?
I just want to pray for all my children, my boys, that they go back to their faith. Amen. and that, you know, whatever they make out of their livelihood really comes from God, not from them.
Amen to that. Well, we'll pray for you. We'll pray for your children especially. And I know God hears those prayers. And I do want to pray, Lord, in Thanksgiving for the incredible recovery of this stroke victim. You know, Lord, one moment doctor said, I don't think she's going to make it. You don't tell somebody that unless you are pretty sure you don't think that soul's going to make it. And next thing you know, they're going home. Lord, nothing is impossible with you. I ask you to help our weak faith, to deepen our trust, to allow us, by virtue of this prayer, to see the tangible results of these prayers. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
That's the last one, right? Making sure. Kathleen in Great Neck, New York. Kathleen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for you and all the work you do.
Thank you.
Welcome. I'm calling for this young lady named Rihanna, and she was stopped before going for an abortion at Planned Parenthood by counselors. Myself and others were doing that a lot. But she went to the pro-life center, and she's very, very undecided. She could go any day to the abortion mill again. So we're just praying that she could truly keep her little baby.
Well, let's pray for that right now. I'm glad you got through. First of all, thank you for your ministry. Kathleen,
thank you very much for what you do.
Thanks
be to God.
I'm going to pray for all of your heart's intentions, but this is a really important prayer. And I think it's not just you, not just me that are praying. We have this beautiful family gathered together right now in this moment. And I want to pray for all women right now who are having problems in utero, those who are having trouble conceiving, those who have complications and are concerned about losing their child. But I want to pray for that mother also right now that thinks that this is going to ruin her life, that this is a burden, not a blessing. And if you're listening to me right now, I want you to know, life is a gift from God. It's not a right. It's not a privilege. It's a gift. It is a gift from God. And if God has given you this child, I'm telling you, it'll be the greatest blessing of your life. So, Lord, right now, I just ask that you heal the wounds of any woman who's had an abortion, anyone who's been involved. And I pray for that mother, those mothers right now that are thinking about ending the gift that you have given to them. And, Lord, I pray for everyone who is on hold with me right now, for all their needs, their wants, and their intentions. And I thank you for your mercy. You know, St. Faustina said that we don't ask. People don't know the scope of our Lord's mercy, and therefore we don't ask for big enough things. So as we pray, ask big. Ask for whatever it is, that new job, the finances, the health, the relationship, the healing of the memories or the broken heart, the wayward child. Let's pray this final decade for you, for your intentions, and all those that have been voiced. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence, submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
St. Faustina,
pray for us.
St. Joseph,
pray for us.
St. Peregrine,
pray for us.
St. Anthony of Padua,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. I didn't go through the normal litany because Scott Hahn is going to be stopping by here in just a moment. I just want to make sure you're all aware before we leave that that's the case. And I just also want to share with you, too, it's really important. If you have an intention or a need, send it to us at Relevant Radio here. We're going to pray for it. I love praying the chaplet for you. You're remembered in our adoration. You're remembered in our chaplets and in our rosary and in our masses. So, feel free to email me. But the best way to do it is just go to our Twitter page, at Drew Mariani Show, and Maggie takes them all down. Send me your answered prayers, too. You can send them to drew@relevantradio.com. And the byline, just write down how God has shrunk the tumor or healed the marriage, blessed you financially, whatever it is you've been praying for. When you see how God gives back, please send that along, okay? All right, I'm going to take a short break coming up in a minute. And as I said, Scott Hahn is going to be with us here. But I want to go back. I want to thank everyone for your generosity. We have crossed the $2 million mark in our pledge drive, just so you know. Last hour was a killer hour. Some of those pledges coming at the very end, I think, rolled into this hour here of Divine Mercy. So you can still get in at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149 to get in the studio to talk to Scott and to me. You can make your pledge online at relevantradio.com or use the mobile app or give us a buzz at 877-291. 0123. Hey, I wanted to thank you for my wife. My wife was really sick for several days. She was down and out. She had fever. She had cough. I really thought she had COVID. Two COVID tests said no. And she told me, one of her friends called. She heard that, you know, we were all praying for her. She said, I heard Drew mention you on the air. She wanted me to let you know that things have changed. She's turned the corner now, and she is on the mend. So we are really, really grateful for your prayers. So thank you so much for stepping up and doing that. A couple things today coming up too. Scott Hahn is going to be with me. I'm going to give you a minute or two. If you know somebody who loves Scott Hahn, maybe you've done his Bible study, you've read his books, you've taken a pilgrimage, why don't you go ahead and send them a quick text or quick tweet, okay? Tweet him right now, text him right now, call him, say, hey, Scott Hahn's going to be joining Drew in just a moment. You're going to love what he's got to say. And then a little bit later, there's new scientific evidence out of life after death. Wesley Smith is going to be joining us. We'll talk about that. So we got a lot to get into. The number again, if you want to get in, 877-291-0123 for your pledge and online at relevantradio.com. And I see pledges are still coming in. We are close to our goal. We are getting there. Mike Kendall is going to be stopping by the studio again. He'll be joining me for the next hour and a half here. But right now, we're about $60,000 away from our next big goal. That'll be $2.2 million. I'd love to leave Morning Air and Patrick in the morning, Patrick and Mary, really close to the goal. We can wrap this thing up early if you come on board. All right, 877-291-0123, online at relevantradio.com. I'll be back with more right after this.
Well, if the theme is join the family, our family just got larger today, and that's a reason for joy. We are so excited. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the generous support that we've received throughout the day today. It's been a huge day, as Drew mentioned, record-breaking hour last hour, and a couple of very large, significant gifts. We had 894 listeners step up last hour, Drew. And one of the last calls that came in last hour was a big, are you ready for this, $30,000 pledge from Maple Plain, Minnesota.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. Thank you, Maple Plain, Minnesota. Thank you. And, you know, that's a big dollar gift, but there were 893 other gifts that came in all different sizes, $10, $20, $30, $50, $100 gifts. They all add up, and we're matching every donation today 100%. We have 33 minutes on the clock, so let's hear from you. 877-291-0123. It's not too late to join the family. This is the last pledge drive of the year, the final one, and there is only one more day, but this would be a great time to make that pledge. 877-291-0123. And here's what we're going to do this hour, Drew. We're going to take our 10,000th caller. It's going to happen. We only need 303 more calls this hour, and we'll have taken our 10,000th caller. So that might be you. Give us a call, 877-291-0123.
It's amazing the generosity, the support, and the love that this the listeners, part of our spiritual family here, how they respond. I'm so taken back by it because time and time again, we come to you four times a year because we're listener-supported, Catholic Talk Radio. And it just shows real Christian charity. It shows virtue. It shows sacrifice. It also speaks volumes about you and how much you love the Lord and how much you understand that we need this voice of truth and that we need Jesus Christ in the culture. We're outnumbered. We're outgunned. There's so many other media outlets that send a much different message. So thank you for your support. Leave us your prayer intentions because we want to pray for you. We'd love to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Absolutely. And you know, we've been hearing from so many different listeners in new markets. I was really touched to hear that Seattle is chipping in. We've only been on the air in Seattle for a few weeks.
Wow,
and we had a couple of calls that came in today from Seattle. Hello, Seattle, Washington.
Woo-hoo!
Thanks for joining the family. Let's hear from you in Chicago, in L.A., in Minnesota, in New York City, 877-291-0123 or relevantradio.com. Our family is growing, but we want you to join it. So be a part of this right now.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
You know, the beauty of this day, yeah, we are in a pledge drive, but we still have some great conversation, right? Some great content. And one of my favorite guests is Dr. Scott Hahn. I know many of you know him. You've got to love him. Brilliant, a powerful conversion story, just a prolific writer, wonderful teacher. If you ever heard him speak, you know he's anointed by the Holy Spirit. And I was thinking about this. You know, when the Second Vatican Council, when it was convened, you know, no one was quite sure what to expect of it. Because, you know, at the time, the Pope was John the 23rd, St. John the 23rd now. But he was calling it a pastoral council, not a council to address a very compelling doctrinal crisis, as all the other councils before had, you know, they're called to do. So one of the themes that came out of it was the universal call to holiness. Holiness, the council said, is not just for monks or religious or for priests or for nuns. Holiness is for everyone. It's for you and it's for me. But there is a fundamental question that the council didn't address, and it's, I guess not even fully addressed in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And that's this. What exactly is holiness? Can you define it? What exactly is holiness? What does it mean? What's it look like? How do you attain it? I have my own vision, my own definition. So all throughout the Bible, you hear about the holiness of God, right? Every Sunday we say, you know, with the angels at Mass, holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, right? What does it mean for God to be holy? And what does it mean for you to be holy? I'm joined right now by Dr. Scott Hahn. Dr. Hahn, of course, is the Father Michael Scanlon Chair of Biblical Theology and the New Evangelization at Franciscan University of Steubenville. He's taught there since 1990. His latest book, the reason I'm talking about holiness, it's called Holy is His Name, The Transforming Power of God's Holiness in Scripture. You can check him out online at scotthahn.com. Dr. Hahn, such a delight to be with you. Thank you for another excellent book.
Oh, thank you, Drew, and I sure appreciate the opportunity to be with you, especially during this pledge drive. It's so important to support Relevant Radio, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, well, we're grateful for those kind words, and we're all in this together. You know, I don't care what organization you're with. We're all trying to bring Christ to the world, and I think the more we know, the better catechized we are, the more enriched our life will be, and the more Christ-like we can become. So you're doing a lot with your writing and your teaching to do that. I know you wrote in your book, and I was surprised at this because it actually made me think that you couldn't find a definition for what it meant for God to be holy, even in a dictionary with an article 10 pages long. Did you ever find a definition of what it meant, and why did this perplex you so much? Did you come up with your own? How do you define this holiness?
Well, what I do in the opening chapters you just mentioned, Drew, is I describe how it was for me experiencing the grace of conversion when I was about 14 or 15, literally 50 years ago. And then it was Professor R.C. Sproul who was focusing on the holiness of God. And it broke me from that chummy way of approaching Jesus, you know, just as a buddy old pal. And it really was cool to discover the reasonableness of reverence and awe before God, who is all holy. But what I found in his work, and likewise in Rudolf Otto's classic work, The Idea of the Holy, wasn't a definition of holiness so much as it was a description of how we react when we encounter it. And those are obviously connected, inseparably, but they're distinct because holiness is not reducible to what we hear in terms of that phrase that Otto used, the mysterium tremendum et fascinans, that mystery that causes us to tremble, and yet it also fascinates us. Well, what is it? And so I went in search through Scripture and the early church fathers, and what I found is what I insert at the very beginning of the book, even though I discovered it after I had already drafted the rough draft. Mm-hmm. And that is what the Catechism does in paragraph 2809 is, in my estimation, the single best and most precise definition. And you read, the holiness of God is the inaccessible center of his eternal mystery. And so it's not just reducible to his power, whereby he governs the world, or his wisdom, whereby he fashions us as creatures. No, it is who God is, because you alone are holy. And when you hear that definition, the holiness of God is the inaccessible center of his eternal mystery, it continues. What is revealed of God's holiness in creation and history, that's what Scripture calls glory, or the radiance of his majesty. That's our experience of it. But the idea that God's holiness is the inaccessible center clearly points to the Holy of Holies, the sanctuary, which was strictly off limits in the Old Testament. Not even Aaron could go in, you know, daily or monthly, but only briefly, once a year on the Day of Atonement to atone for his sins and the sins of the people. Then he had to skedaddle. And so it was inaccessible. And so what difference does it make that you alone are holy, and then the Son of God becomes the Son of Man, and he is called the Holy One of Israel? Well, God alone is holy, which means God alone hallows us. And this, as you said, is the universal call to holiness. It's the only thing for which everyone was made to become a saint, but it turns out to be, somewhat strangely or ironically, the only thing that we can't do for ourselves. We can become bigger and better and smarter and stronger, but the only way you become holy, if you understand it properly, is by becoming smaller, humbler, and closer to Jesus, like the beloved disciple or like the Blessed Virgin Mary. You alone are holy, so you alone make us holy, but that's what happens. The hinge of salvation history, the pivot of the Bible, is the incarnation. And so what we can't do, make ourselves holy, he can do, but only by assuming our nature for the purpose of imparting to us his nature. We have been made partakers of the divine nature. Seriously? Yeah. We consume in Holy Eucharist his resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so we can profess what they didn't know in the Old Testament. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, and the communion of what? Saints. In the Old Testament, the only inhabitants that populated heaven are angels, the seraphim, the cherubim, singing holy, 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 as Isaiah sees in Isaiah 6. But in the New Testament, when Christ ascends into heaven, he is emptied, Sheol, or Hades, Or as Paul says, he took captivity captive and he repopulated heaven with the saints and the martyrs and the Mother of God, such as we see in the book of Revelation, where they're singing holy, holy, holy alongside of the angels. And of course, we are also baptized. And as Paul tells even the Corinthians, you've been washed, that is baptized, you've been sanctified, you've been justified. And so this is why Jesus says that John the Baptist is the greatest man to be born of woman, but the least in the kingdom of heaven will be greater than John. And you're like, oh, come on, that's just rhetorical. That's hyperbole. It's not even slightly exaggerated. It's exactly what we get through the gift of the Holy Spirit. And so this definition was hiding, but in plain view. And so what the catechism did for me was to summarize what I found in the early church fathers, as well as the medieval masters like Aquinas and Bonaventure. But it also translates out into what Vatican II said, that every one of us is called to be holy. You know, as Paul put it in Thessalonians 4:3, this is the will of God for you. You want to say, wait for it. You know, the will of God, I've always wondered, what is the will of God? What is my job supposed to be? You know, who is my spouse? What my college major? You know, where should I park my car? But it's simpler than that. This is the will of God for you, namely your holiness, or it's translated as sanctification. It's like ding, 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 ding. Okay, it really is a simple matter of allowing God to complete what he began by making us holy. And Hebrews 12:14, strive for holiness, for apart from it, you will not see God. Well, that's what each and every one of us was made for. I remember being on Mother Angelica Live the first or second time, right after I'd gotten my doctorate. Mm-hmm. And on the screen, they had Scott Hahn, PhD, and I was beaming. And she said during the break, listen, Sonny, the only thing that matters is not the letters at the end of your name, but whether you end up with ST, two letters in front of your name. And I'm like, that's wisdom.
That's great.
Give that girl an honorary doctorate.
I love that. That's quite profound. I remember meeting somebody who was incredibly holy. She was a victim soul that I knew. And she said that humility is the crystal bridge that leads us to heaven. And you know, in terms of the virtues, it's something that we struggle with. And yet you say it's so critical. Is it the key, really, to growing in holiness? You have to attain humility first?
Absolutely. I mean, on the one hand, you know the line, nature abhors a vacuum. Well, just as much or more, supernatural grace abhors pride, where we are full of ourselves. And so what we've got to do is just recognize that compared to God, even the highest seraphim is more like a rock than God. And so if that's true for the highest creatures, it's not less true, but far more for blokes like us. You know, and so you've got to recognize that humility is not something that we conjure up by kind of making ourselves feel a false modesty. Humility is inseparable from honesty. We take a step back and we basically assess reality and we see the difference between what is uncreated and what is created. And we realize one is infinite and divine. The other is finite and contingent. Do the math. It's like you alone are holy. So you alone hallow us. And you look at the seven petitions in the Our Father. After we say, Our Father who art in heaven, the first and most important thing is hallowed be thy name, which isn't talking primarily about swearing or not swearing. It is basically not that we make God's name any holier than it is, but that name, Father, is what makes us holier, much holier than we presently are. And what holiness then consists of is God taking servants and creatures. I'm a son, but a son of Fred and Molly Lujan. But holiness consists of God taking servants and creatures and making us sons and daughters. That is precisely the essence. So it's not just being forgiven or pardoned in a courtroom so we're released on our own recognizance. No, it's not what we're saved from. It's what we're saved for. That is sonship. That is holiness. That is sanctity, getting home and seeing the face of God. But without holiness, you'll never see it. And so say to the Lord, I am nothing. You are everything. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory. And that is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, not false modesty.
Now, my guest today is Dr. Scott Hahn. He came out with a new book. If you want to dive into this, it's called Holy is His Name, The Transforming Power of God's Holiness in Scripture. You can learn more at scotthahn.com. That's his website. Doctor, let me take a short pause. When we come back, we can pick it up. Sure. We'll talk a little bit more. If you want to get in, the number is 888-914-9149. We're back with more right after this.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
The Twin Cities, Corey is standing by. Corey, welcome to Morning Air. You're on with Father Rocky.
Hi, Corey.
Good morning. Thank you. Hi, Father. This is Corey, Finn and Maya's mom. How are you?
Oh, great. How are the kids doing?
And I just wanted, they are wonderful. And I just wanted to thank you and all of Relevant Radio for giving us the opportunity to help keep them on the right path every day.
Good.
And, you know, as they leave us, they're not always going to be able to get to us or our home church. But no matter where they are in the world, they'll always have Relevant Radio. And they can just tune in and listen when they are in need. And it's helping them to learn to trust in Jesus and us to trust in Jesus. And we're just so grateful for it.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Help us create more miracle moments with a tax-deductible donation to Relevant Radio. Tap the Relevant Radio app or give online at relevantradio.com.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for spending time with Relevant Radio and making us a part of your daily routine. We want you to become a part of our family. It's the Join the Family Pledge Drive, the last chance for you to give during a pledge drive in 2022. This is the second to last day for the whole year. We'll have only one more day left, and that's tomorrow. Our goal is $3 million. You're the one who's going to help us get there. 877-291-0123. Every pledge that comes in this hour is being matched 100%. We have 14 minutes left to go. We promise we'll get back to Drew and his conversation with Dr. Scott Hahn in just a moment, but this will be a great time for you to pick up the phone. It just takes you a minute. Make that pledge. 14 minutes to go, and we're matching everything 100%. Drew, I was just kind of getting lost in your conversation with Dr. Scott Hahn, and it just reminded me how much teaching we give in any broadcast day. It's almost impossible to tune into Relevant Radio and not learn something or not rethink something that you thought you knew during our broadcast day. So this is a great time to say thank you to the great teachers we bring to the airwaves, be it Dr. Scott Hahn today or Father Richard Simon every day, or we dive into Scripture every day with Cale Clark. We learn right after Mass with the Faith Explained. Or maybe you call in and you get a question answered with Patrick Madrid in the morning. Make that pledge and support the teaching that you get on Relevant Radio. 877-291-0123.
877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. We only have about 13 minutes left in the hour. We're very close to the end of this broadcast day, and tomorrow is the last day. Your donations are tax deductible. And I sit back, Mike, to your point, you're right. I mean, I listen to the genius of Dr. Hahn, so many of the great people that we have hosting this program, so many of the quality guests that we bring. And what's the purpose of it all? It's to aid people in their walk with Christ. It's to encourage them to grow in holiness. That's what it's all about. You know, life is very short. It's fleeting. It's a heartbeat. It's a speck. You know, eternity is a very long time. And Relevant Radio, I know, has done so much to help people on that walk, that closer walk with the Lord, and helping them to really, you know, attain salvation. If you want to get in, if you want to help this work, we need you. We count on you. We're listener supported. There's a dollar for dollar match right now at 877-291-0123.
The average American spends, believe it or not, I looked it up today, $219 a month on streaming and media services. Do those streaming services help you grow in holiness? Really, do they? Does Relevant Radio help you grow in holiness?
Yep.
We don't charge a thing. It's free, but we do ask, and we're holding out our cup now. Join the family, 877-291-0123.
Family. Singing in the kitchen. Family. Running through the yard. Family. Going on vacation. Family. On a credit card. Family. All in this together. Family. We're taking a chance. Family.
Yeah, your family. So great to call you family. I know we say that, but you are our spiritual family. Thank you for your support. You know, we pray for you. We ask for your prayers. If you can't give, I totally get that and understand it. Say a prayer for us. I know God will do the rest. So we hold out a big cup every time, four times a year, and this is one of those times. So thank you. Hey, you know, if you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with the founder and president of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, a very prolific author, Dr. Scott Hahn, joins me. He wrote a new book. It's called Holy Is His Name. the transforming power of God's holiness in Scripture. And we're just tapping into a little bit of what the Lord has put on his heart and what he wants to share with you. And Dr. Hunt, I know your website's scotthunt.com, but if people want the book, what's the best way to get it? Is it simply the website, or what would you recommend?
Yeah. Well, the publishing arm of the St. Paul Center is Emmaus Road. Okay. And so go to stpaulcenter.com. That's S-T, stpaulcenter.com, and you'll get the best deal. I mean, and we don't run out like Amazon does. So, you know, that's the, and I would say of the last, of the 50 books that I've done, the last 12 or 13 have all been with Emmaus Road. And so we're really promoting this mission, this vision of reading Scripture from the heart of the church.
That's awesome. I understand you're going to be in Coon Rapids, Minnesota this weekend. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, that's right. And you can also go to the website and see how to register. So Dr. John Bergsmeyer and I are going to be in Coon Rapids.
Tell him I said hello.
I sure will. My dear friend and neighbor.
I love him. He's such a humble man. You talk about humility. He's a humble guy. Well, look, I only have a few minutes left. I'm grateful for your time. When I have a more normal schedule, I'd love to have you back where we can unpack a lot of what's going on here in greater detail. But I do have 2 or 3 minutes left. I just want to give you the platform. Some final thoughts, some you know, final insights from your book. And also, Doctor, maybe even in closing, you know, the importance of Catholic radio. I know you understand how important Catholic media is for the culture and ultimately for Absolutely. One's walk with the Lord.
Yeah. So right before the break, we were talking about, okay, God alone is holy. So God alone hallows or sanctifies us. And how does it happen? Well, in the fullness of time, when the Father sends the Son to give us the Holy Spirit. So we profess something that is truly a mystery. I believe in the Holy Spirit, and therefore the Holy Catholic Church, and therefore the communion of saints. And so what we've got to see is that the sacred is not opposed to the secular. The sacred is opposed to the sinful. And so what we've got to recognize is that holiness is what builds the bridge between the Sabbath in the Old Testament and the first 6 days of the week, or the Lord's Day for us in the New Testament and the rest of the week. And so holiness is basically the power that we get to sanctify our work. And so it isn't about quitting our job and getting employed by the parish. No, it's about turning the little deeds that we do with lots of love into the means by which we are not only made holy through these little deeds done with love, but we also reach out into the hearts of our coworkers, our neighbors. And so a little holiness goes a long, long way, because God tends to prefer to do more with less. And as you were saying before the break, humility is this magnet. You can see it in the Blessed Virgin. It draws down all of the fullness of grace from God, which makes her holy more than the rest of us combined. But she doesn't hoard it to herself. She lavishes it upon us as only a mother would do. And so we have something that is more than just a courtroom where we are pardoned. It really is a family room where we realize, wait, he assumed our human nature for what purpose? That we would become partakers of the divine nature. And so this fullness that we were made for is not something that you could only attain at the end. It's something that we can grow into, like infants become children, then adolescents, then adults. So becoming holy is the process whereby we grow up as sons and daughters through the practical things that God calls us to do. We might call it secular. We might call it finite, but it is sanctified. It is turned into the sacred. And we work for 6 days so that we can offer up and worship the fruit of our labor there in the liturgy. But ultimately, prayer itself throughout the day, along with our work, this is the path of holiness. It isn't just, you know, clericalizing the lay people by making them Eucharistic ministers or members of the parish council. No, in the middle of the world, we are called to be saints. And even as we're walking down Main Street, we can contemplate the love of God, not only for us, but for the people we're rubbing shoulders with.
Well, Doctor, I am grateful for your work. Look forward to the chance when we can unpack this in greater detail. And thanks for all you do for across Catholic media, you know, whether it's Mother Angelica or here in Relevant Radio. I know listeners all across the country and the world value you.
Let me just say thank you, Drew, for what you do, and keep up the great work. But please hear me, brothers and sisters, because you become radioactive Catholics. You're going to become not only apostles, but saints by listening to what Relevant Radio is delivering. There's just nothing like it.
Well, God bless you, Doctor. You're in our prayers. I hope people will see you in Coon Rapids. Sounds like a fun time. We'll catch up soon,
yep,
okay?
It'll be a great time.
That's Dr. Scott Hahn.
Take care.
Holiness, holy is his name. You can check him out at scotthahn.com. I'll be right back with more. Stay with me.
877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Well, you heard Dr. Scott Hahn and what he said about what results from listening to Relevant Radio. Now we're asking you to take action and make a phone call before the end of the hour. We only have 5 minutes left to go, Drew, and we're matching every dollar, dollar for dollar. Every pledge is being doubled thanks to our generous partners in our partnership challenge. 877-291-0123. You know, and I mentioned that we are actually matching every pledge. That means larger gifts too, Drew. Earlier today, I was listening to Patrick and Mary, and during Patrick's show today, he was able to speak to some very generous hearts who stepped up and made. We had four unsolicited $10,000 gifts that came in like a matter of 90 minutes. So I know there are some who are listening now that might want to make that larger donation. Don't wait till tomorrow. Make sure you make that pledge when we're matching, because our partners will match a $10, a $20, a $25,000 gift. They will do that. So that will double your charity. 877-291-0123. But we need everyone to step up, whether you're listening in New York City and wrapping up your workday, or maybe you're grabbing a late lunch out in Los Angeles. We want to hear from you right now at 877-291-0123.
And Mike, there's some great gifts coming in. To your point, I just saw a gift from San Antonio, Texas for $5,000. Wow. That came in. That gets matched dollar for dollar, becoming $10,000, moving the needle, helping us get closer to goal. We're about 73% of the way to the goal. Not quite there yet. We only have a few hours left today, and tomorrow is it. It is the home stretch. There's a donor in St. Paul who gave $1,230. What a great gift. Thank you for your generosity. We cannot do this without you. Whatever the gift is, large or small, it makes a difference. And I'm so grateful for those who have the capacity to give the $2,000 gifts, the $5,000 gifts, the $10,000 gifts. If you can only give $100, then please make the call. I know that we value every gift, and it all moves a needle. We're closing in on our goal. We are 25% away, so great time to get on board at 877-291-0123.
If you really want to be a special part of our family in the Join the Family campaign, join the 18,000 members who have enrolled in the St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. When you make your pledge, you might consider making it a recurring gift so that you don't have to call in pledge drive after pledge drive. You kind of set it and forget it, and then you know throughout the calendar year that you're a sustaining partner. You're really keeping this thing going year to year. Yep. Consider becoming a reoccurring gift member. Our operators will talk you through it at 877-291-0123, or you might want to read a little bit about it online at relevantradio.com. But when you become a recurring gift member, you're going to be remembered in our daily masses and prayers on the air and in the chapel. A special mass is offered for all our members on March 19th and on May 1st, the Feasts of St. Joseph. And then, of course, your intentions will be prayed for annually at St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal. Father Rocky personally makes those prayers for you. Let's go. Let's hear from you. 877-291-0123. Join the family.
We are so grateful for everyone who is joining the family. Do me a favor. We want to pray for your family, too. So leave us your prayer intentions here. There's lots of great premiums. If you go online to relevantradio.com or if you use the mobile app, you can check them out. I made my donation in the last hour, and I got an email validating what I gave and automatically saying, here's an MP3 of a talk the Father gave that will bless your family. It's only about 10 minutes long. Download it immediately. So try donating online at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. It's a great way to give. You can always call us at 888-914-9149.
Lewis in Sacramento, California, thank you for your $600 gift. That becomes $1,200. Javier, we just doubled your donation. He's listening in Harlingen, Texas. Your $100 becomes $200. And Priscilla in Arlington, Virginia, God bless you for your $25 pledge. That becomes $50. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or on the mobile app. Join the family. Won't you do it right now?